we thank you that everything is in your hands. God, we glorify you that everything is in your hands. God, we magnify you this morning because everything is in your hands. We give you glory this morning because everything is in your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to take a moment for those who know Miss Mariah Blake. Of course, we have some family members that are part of DPOM. We want to keep them in prayer. Amen. As she has transitioned. Hallelujah. So just keep them lifted up. And anyone else that you know that has had some loved ones transition, we need to keep them lifted up, amen.
That's right.
Covered in the blood of Jesus for strength and comfort, because that's the kind of God he is, amen. Amen, amen. There is a word from heaven. I won't hold you long, but hold you long enough. The Holy Spirit does what he needs to do, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for another opportunity to fellowship one with another. We thank you, Lord, that you bless us going in and coming out. We thank you, Lord, that you have deemed that we're the head and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that you sit high and look low, and you know everything about each and every one of us. So, Father, today I ask you to manifest yourself, that your people will know that you're working it out for their good. I ask you, Lord, to touch every heart and every mind, that they will receive what you have in store for them today, God. God, we ask you right now to continue to bless our pastor and his household, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, God, to touch every member, every person that assembled themselves today at DPOM and that's watching on Facebook. Well, God, we ask you to move in a mighty way by your sweet Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in here today. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are welcome here today. Rest, rule, and abide in here today. That we won't leave the same way we came in. Not that there's anything serious wrong with us, but God, we receive a growth move that we can move to another level in you. We bless you now, God. We bless you for the word that you're going to send forth. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to speak on your behalf. I ask you to remove Carolyn, that your people will see none of her, but see all of you. That they would hear none of her, but hear all of you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen. We serve a truly awesome God, and he does what he does when he does it. And the thing about it is, we just need to know that it's for our good. I don't know why that's on me, but whatever you're going through, God wants you to know he's working it out. It don't look like what you think it should look like, and I say that a lot, and it don't feel like what you think it should feel like, and that's because we get in self. But we got to understand, we got to operate in the spirit realm.
Amen.
Glory to God. And know that God sees things totally different than how we see them. For his thoughts are higher than ours, and his ways are higher than ours. So he's going to look at it a little different than how we look at it. So we got to get to put our spiritual eyes on. And ask the Father to show us how he sees it. I think there's a song, Too Close to the Mirror. Sometimes we get too close to our situation that we can't see that God's probably not already worked it out. We're still messing with it. He's already gave us the solution. We're still working on it. He's already resolved it, and we're still working on it. So sometimes we have to step and say, God, how are you looking at this thing? That was for somebody. I don't know. That ain't in my sermon. I don't know where the Holy Ghost is going. But if you don't know me by now, I'm obedient to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, somebody. And that truly is a word from heaven. And he has been working with me on it for quite some time. And even this morning, and last night and this morning. So if you turn with me to Exodus 14 and the 14th verse, it's very simple. Glory to God. Glory to God. He want me to move up to verse 13. Verse 13. And I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible today. So we're going to move to verse 13. That day we all go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. The Bible reads. Jesus. Jesus. But Moses said to the people, thank you, Lord, don't be afraid. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. He will provide for you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Okay, let's pull up right there. Then we'll go to 14. But the Spirit of the Lord said that we know that later on he kills the Egyptians.
Yes, yes.
We know that. We know that when we get on down in there. But here and now, what the Lord is saying, glory to God.
Glory.
That sometimes we get weighted down. I'm waiting on the Holy Ghost. Just bear with me. I'm getting him. And sometimes we get burdened down, we're thinking about this person and this thing, and we get all stressed out and all out of sort, that we can't understand that God works out things right then for you, but you can't see them because you're too busy putting your eyes on that person or that thing. And he said it in his word. He said, if you just stand firm, this is Moses talking, but he's getting a word from heaven. See, he said, if you just stand firm, stop worrying about this and that. We always say, stop worrying if you're going to pray.
Yes.
So if you're praying, you ought to be putting your eyes on the hills which come with your help. And that comes from God. Amen. So he said, so what you're worrying about today, I'm going to fix it today. If you stay in me, if you just stand in me, I'm going to fix it today. You know why it prolongs sometimes, Pastor? Because we put our hands and we put our mouths all on it. So if we take God at his word, he said, listen here, I'm going to provide for you today. There's nothing you're going to need that I can't provide. There's nothing you're going to go through that I can't bring you through it and bring you out of it in the right shape and right form.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Ooh. It's okay to be put back on the potter's wheel. Work it out, Holy Spirit. Work it out.
All right.
It's okay to be put back on the potter's wheel. It's because sometimes life gets us all messed up, twisted up, and tore up, that we need to be put back on the potter's wheel. Because we know the potter sits high and he looks low and he knows all your imperfections. So when he puts you back on the wheel, he's going to shape and mold you in the right form. Woo! In the world.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Because what you need today, he's going to fix. Today. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then he goes, oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He goes right to 14 and he said, the Lord will fight for you. You must be quiet. But I like the way my amplifier put it. It said, hold your peace. And remain in me. The Lord will fight for you if you hold your peace and remain in him. Glory to God. When you go to John 15, he said, I abide in you and you abide in me. He goes on to say, if you remain in me, then I'll remain in you. He just backed up the Old Testament in the New Testament. So I come to let you know, you can sit down now. Glory to God. Verse 14 says, the Lord will fight for you. That's your topic today. The Lord will fight for you. God can bless you through your enemies. How many know that? God can bless you through your enemies. Genesis 50 and 20 tells us, you plan evil against me. God planned it for the good to bring present results. We right here today. We always say what the devil meant for evil, God turned into good. There's always a plan working out somehow. The enemy's always scheming and plotting. But we serve a God that has a plan. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, he said, I know the plan I have for you, a plan to prosper you and do you no harm. So God has already worked out a plan just for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What? I don't know why, Pastor, but God took me to a little lounge in baseball.
All right now.
For some of y'all that know baseball, softball, you see, life throws you all kind of things.
Right.
And see, when you're playing baseball, you can get a curveball,
uh-huh.
You can get a slider,
yeah.
You can get a knuckleball,
uh-huh.
You can get a ball inside, you can get a ball on the outside, you can get a ball high, and you can get a ball low. Yeah, God worked that thing. And see, that's the way life is. Who you think is your best buddy will throw you under the bus. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying what I'm saying. I ain't talking about nobody in particular. Don't get upset. It's all good. But we gotta work. And those folks we working with, they're smiling your face, but man, they get you in that supervisor. I'm telling all kind of stuff. I'm just telling you, I've been there, done that. Probably got a couple t-shirts. Done burn them, but I got them. But life throws you all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's right.
So I stopped by to tell you this morning that the Lord will fight that battle for you. Hallelujah. You don't have to fight it by yourself. You got to realize you're never by yourself.
Amen.
We're never alone.
Yeah.
The Lord will fight for you. Mm-hmm. Now, he took me, this is what got me all out of shape. Took me back to 13. Now he done wrote my sermon. Now he took me back 13 this morning. So y'all bear with me because I'm getting it with y'all. You have to go back to 13 to really understand that the Lord will fight for you when you get to 14. You understand? Sometimes you have to go forward. Sometimes you have to go back. Sometimes you just have to meet in the middle and get it all. You see, that's when you got fat back, you got a hard side and you got a soft side. Everybody don't eat both pieces. Come on, somebody. So sometimes you have to get it all in order to get the substance. Y'all eat all of it. Okay, it's okay. So he took me all the way back to 13 this morning. And he started at verse 17. He said, when Pharaoh let the people go, God didn't lead them to the road along the Philistine, even though it was nearby. I'm giving you what God gave me this morning. You can go back and read verse 17. I'm just summarizing what he said. 17, I'll go back and read it for you. I don't want you to get off. It says, when Pharaoh let the people go, God didn't lead them on the road of the land of Philistine, even though it was nearby. God said, the people will change their mind and return to Egypt if they face war. So he led them around toward the Red Sea along the road of the wilderness, and the Israelites left the land of Egypt in battle formation. I wrote that down.
Uh-huh.
In battle formation. See, he's already set you up to fight the battle. Because he said he led them out in battle formation. Come on. Sometimes God leads us the hard way instead of the easy way because he's doing a special work.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's not that hard is very always devastating. It's not that it's a devastating thing to go through something hard.
Right.
Come on, somebody. We put it in our mind because it's hard. We stress ourselves out. But sometimes it's simply out of our wheelhouse. And when it's out of our wheelhouse, it's because God is preparing you for what he wants you to do. And if you're obedient and have that relationship with him, you're going to step out there, just like I am because he worked this sermon this morning. You're going to step out there because God's not going to leave you in a place that he cannot provide for you. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. So just because he led them the long way around, it's only because he knew his people. And he knew that they would get all upset if something come up and they didn't go the hard way. Sometimes we do it easy and we don't really appreciate it. But if we have to work at it, we're going to appreciate it because we labored over it. Come on, somebody. He led the children of Israel along a difficult way, preparing them for a battle in the promised land. Because y'all know when they got there, it wasn't all easy. Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
And that's just the way life is today. Sometimes we go into a war zone in our mind. I think Lady Sutton talked about depression on our women's ministry conference all the time. We get it all in our mindset. And then we get stressed out and depressed.
Right.
Amen, somebody. We let the enemy oppress us. And then sometimes we just get so angry. I've been there, you know. We get so angry that, you know, I can't see straight. I see red sometimes. You know, like that bull out there watching that red go by. That we can't see what God wants us to see. And we get over agitated, and then we get dramatic, and then we really out of shape, and we can't really concentrate on what God wants us to do. But here he said this morning, he wants to teach us who he is.
Uh-huh.
So that we can depend on him more when it comes to fighting battles. That we will lean on him when it comes to fighting battles. No matter how big they are, medium sized they are, small, he still cares about your battles. And in our lives today, our battles are not over. It's an everyday journey. Come on, somebody. It's an everyday journey. Don't get it twisted and think, I got through that, it's over. Yes, it's over right then, but you got to go and face something else. Sometimes there's something walk up your door every time you turn around. But know that God will fight for you. Know that God has got your back. And there's going to be some battles that even within yourself, I'm guilty. We create our own mess sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I get in there and I create my own stuff in my own head. But when we learn and when we grow in God, we will fight the battle in God's strength. We will fight the battle under God's direction. Every time we do it that way, we're going to win.
Amen. So true.
Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, Pastor, I don't know what God was doing this morning. I'm just going to tell y'all the truth. I'm just working with him. I know y'all going to get this. Somebody going to get something. Pastor said last week that we take cliches and think they're scriptures, and they're not. But sometimes we take old sayings and we run with them. And we want to tell people what to do and how to do it. Well, God gave me a revelation, and I'm going with God this morning. Y'all just bear with me. We always talk about get off the sideline and get in the game. You heard that one, right? Get off the sideline and get in the game. Everybody's ministry is not the same. Everybody's walk with God is not the same. Everybody's struggles are not the same. Everybody's hardship is not the same. Everybody handles things a little different. Amen, sometimes. So when you holler, oh, you just need to get off the sideline and get in the game, you ought to know who you're talking to. Because if you have a relationship with God, you wouldn't tell that person something that God ain't told you to tell. Glory to God. So what God told me to tell you about that little saying, Pastor, is there some assets on the sideline. You see, the coach can't get in the ball game, but he can do his part on the sideline. The water boy can't get in the ball game, but he can do his part on the sideline. I don't know about you, but whatever you got for God, whatever God got for you to do, you do it when God said do it. Don't let nobody tell you, oh, this is your ministry.
That's right.
Oh, this is what you should be doing. If God had appointed you to do that, then you wait on what God appoints you to do. Because there's benefits in where you are and how God's going to use you if you allow him to use you and fight that battle for you, because the Lord will fight it for you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Waiting on an answer for the Lord does not mean you're not doing nothing. That's not what it means. I did a sermon a long time ago in the waiting room. Sometimes God puts you in the waiting room because he got to prepare you for what he wants you to do. So if you're on the sideline, but you're doing your part while you're on the sideline, don't worry about what nobody else says. The Lord is fighting for you. He's getting you ready to get in the game when he wants you in the game. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, when we get to verse 14, which is our topic, the Lord will fight for you. You see, when Pharaoh and his officials realized that they had let their workers go, they had let their help go, they had second thoughts. Oh, what have we not done? And then they said, let's go get him. So if you look at the Bible, he gathered up a herd of army, of men and chariots, and he went after the Israelites. And can you imagine as they're going down through there and with such an army, the Israelites could hear them coming. And then they look back and I can imagine they can see the dust, because you had all those chariots and all those horses, and they got upset.
That's right.
Just like we do sometimes. We hear things, we ain't got no business with our ear on. And then we put our mouth on it that we got no business putting our mouth on it. So when the Israelites heard, they just heard the chariots coming. Then they look back. And I can imagine they seen the dust. They looked at Moses and said, what have you done? Why have you brought us out here? Just like we do. We begin to complain. We begin to grumble. We begin to get upset. But even the bad storms, like the ones we've been having, gets our mind upset. But the Israelites start complaining I just don't want to fight for them. Think about it. If it's in the Bible, and he told the Israelites, guess what, church? He told us the same thing. So why you get upset about stuff that's around you? I know there's a big rumble going on about this election. But if we kept our sights on the hill, which cometh our help, those of us was praying and pressing for Biden and Harris, some of them the Lord was fighting for us, and he overcame with victory. Did I not say, if you stay in God's strength, if you go in the God's direction, every time the battle is going to be won. You see, when we didn't get out of shape like some of them other Trump people did, we stayed in what God told us to stay in. Stay in prayer and supplication for what we wanted to come out to be. God worked it out for our good. There's a change coming. To worry. He said, don't be afraid. Stand firm. Don't be afraid. Stand firm. And watch the Lord work it out. Don't be afraid. Stand firm. And watch the Lord work it out. I stopped by to tell somebody, if you stand still and watch the Lord bring you out, if you hold your peace, God's strength. If you remain in him, he'll remain in you. If you believe the battle's not yours, it belongs to the Lord. If you know that the Lord is your strength in the midst of your weakness, if you know this, then you know that the Lord will fight your battles. You don't have to worry about this and that, because the Lord will fight your battle. He'll work it out. But when you look down at verse 15, the Lord said, Moses, why are you crying out to me? Lift up your staff and part that water.
Come on with.
And they'll walk across on dry land. Somebody ought to shout right there. I don't know what your water is on your right. And what your water is on your left. But if you look down at the ground, and then you look up and look ahead of you, you can begin to walk in God. Walk in God. Stand firm in God. Trust in the Lord. Because you're walking out of your situation, and you're walking out in you.
Somebody ought to say that.
It may not turn out the way I want it to turn out. but it's going to turn out the way it needed to be. Glory to God. Oh, somebody ought to shout right now. God's way is the best way. I want to leave you with a little story, and then I'm gone. Imagine this scenery. It's breakfast time, and the family is in chaos. The daughters are complaining about the brother taking too long in the bathroom. As a result, her hair isn't brushed and her makeup isn't applied. The mom is doing her best to manage the conflict, but she woke up with a headache and a long list of things to do. The clock is ticking like a time bomb. Every close moment, she's getting close to time to go to work. Dad comes down and he stands in the kitchen way, and he surveys the situation, and he weighs his options. One, he can command everyone to shape up and behave. Two, he can get on the son for staying in the bathroom too long. Three, he can get on the daughter for not time management. Four, he can just sneak out the door. But last but not least, he can turn to the hills, which coming his help. And he can say, Lord, you are good, and you're good all the time. I need your help in this kitchen. Lord, I need you to fight this battle for me. You ought to say yes! If you know that he will fight for you and I, you ought to say yes! What are you doing? What are you doing? Glory to God! He'll fight! No matter how big, no matter how small, he'll fight for you.
Right.
Day in and day out. We just gotta stay in him. Trust in him. Rely on him. Hallelujah. He knows his people.
Yes, he does.
He knows his people. He knows his children. But he also knows his people. Glory to God. He knew the Israelites. He knew if he took them to the shortcut, that when they came to a real battle, they didn't know how to fight. Glory to God. And sometimes he takes us to a hard road so that we would understand. We don't have to do it all by ourselves. The Lord will fight for you, church. He'll fight better than we can ever fight. Muhammad Ali did the rope-y-dope. God don't have to rope-y-dope. He just stretch out his hands and say, peace, be still. Glory to God. There may be somebody here today that don't know him. You don't know him that he would fight for you day in and day out. The opportunity is yours to come and give us your hand, but give God your heart. And he'll wash you whiter than snow. That when the storms of life begin to rage, he will fight for you.
Right.
Hallelujah, somebody. If
you don't know the God that loves you,